He was the trusted protector of a small Arkansas town, a police chief sworn to uphold the law. But behind the badge lurked a predator. Convicted of murder and rape, Grant Hardin vanished from a maximum security prison, leaving authorities and residents in terror. How did a man sworn to protect become the devil in the Ozarks? And how did he escape justice? Again? This is the chilling tale of betrayal, deception, and a manhunt through the shadows. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform now, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. They call him the Devil in the Ozarks. A moniker that once seemed hyperbolic, perhaps sensationalized by media hungry for clicks. But as I sit here, the weight of that title presses heavily against the fabric of this small Texas town, echoing through its empty streets and shuttered windows. My name is Narrator's Name, and I'm an investigative journalist. I've spent the better part of my career chasing shadows, unraveling the threads of manipulation that bind society in unseen ways. But nothing prepared me for the labyrinthine darkness of Grant Hardin's story. Hardin wasn't always a fugitive. In fact, he once wore the badge of law enforcement, serving as the police chief of Gateway, Arkansas, a quaint town nestled near the Missouri border. His tenure was brief, marred by allegations of misconduct and a resignation that left more questions than answers. In 2017, the facade crumbled. Hardin was convicted of the execution-style murder of James Appleton, a city employee and volunteer firefighter. The motive? Still a matter of speculation. Some say it was a personal vendetta. Others believe it was a calculated move to silence dissent. He was sentenced to 30 years in prison. But the darkness didn't end there. In 2019, DNA evidence linked Hardin to a 1997 rape of an elementary school teacher in Rogers, Arkansas, a cold case that had haunted the community for over two decades. The victim, Amy Harrison, recounted the harrowing experience: a man in disguise wielding a pistol attacking her in the sanctity of her own classroom. Hardin pleaded guilty and received an additional 50-year sentence. Incarcerated at the North Central Unit in Calico Rock, Arkansas, Hardin was supposed to be contained, a dangerous man neutralized. But on May 25, 2025, he vanished. Disguised in a makeshift law enforcement uniform, he walked out of the prison's gates, pushing a cart of utility supplies. Surveillance footage captured the audacity of his escape, leaving authorities scrambling and communities in fear. The manhunt began immediately. Bloodhounds picked up his scent but lost it due to heavy rain. Drones, helicopters, and roadblocks were deployed, focusing on the rugged terrain of the Ozark Mountains, an area Hardin knew intimately. Authorities feared he might be hiding in caves or abandoned structures, leveraging his survival skills and law enforcement knowledge to evade capture. As days turned into weeks, the fear intensified. Communities across Arkansas and neighboring states remained on high alert. The FBI offered a $20,000 reward for information leading to his capture. Yet Hardin remained elusive, a ghost haunting the very systems he once served. This podcast is my journey into the heart of that darkness. Through interviews, court documents, and firsthand accounts, we'll explore the manipulative dynamics, the psychological underpinnings, and the societal failures that allowed a man like Grant Hardin to rise, fall, and escape. In the chapters to come, we'll delve deeper into the shadows of justice, uncovering the truths that lie hidden beneath the surface. Because to understand the devil, we must first walk through his domain. The Ozark Mountains, rugged, vast, and cloaked in mist, have long been a haven for those seeking solitude or escape. Now they serve as the backdrop for one of the most intensive manhunts in recent history. Grant Hardin, once a figure of authority, now a symbol of betrayal and danger, vanished into this wilderness after his audacious escape from the North Central Unit in Calico Rock, Arkansas. His intimate knowledge of law enforcement procedures and the local terrain has rendered him an elusive target. Law enforcement agencies have mobilized en masse. Bloodhounds, renowned for their tracking prowess, initially picked up Hardin's scent but lost it amid the heavy rains that turned trails into muddy obscurities. Drones equipped with infrared cameras scan the dense canopy, while helicopters hover, their searchlights piercing the darkness. The search area is treacherous. Over 2,000 caves dot the landscape, offering potential hideouts. Abandoned cabins and dense underbrush complicate efforts, providing ample cover for someone with Hardin's survival skills. His background as a former police chief gives him an edge. He anticipates search patterns, understands perimeter setups, and knows how to avoid detection. Authorities have established checkpoints, scrutinizing vehicles and questioning travelers. Tips have poured in from across Arkansas and neighboring states, but none have yielded concrete leads. The FBI has increased the reward for information leading to Hardin's capture to $25,000, emphasizing the urgency and danger he represents. Communities remain on edge. Residents are advised to stay vigilant, secure their homes, and report any suspicious activity. The fear is palpable. The knowledge that a convicted murderer and rapist is at large, possibly lurking nearby, has shattered the sense of security in these quiet towns. Each day that passes without Hardin's capture intensifies the collective anxiety. The manhunt continues, a relentless pursuit through unforgiving terrain, driven by the imperative to restore safety and bring a dangerous fugitive to justice. To understand the enigma that is Grant Hardin, we must delve into the labyrinth of his mind, a place where the lines between protector and predator blur, and where the badge once symbolizing justice became a mask for malevolence. Hardin's journey through law enforcement was marked by a series of brief tenures and troubling departures. He served in multiple agencies across Arkansas, including the Eureka Springs Police Department, where he was reportedly fired for excessive force and poor decision-making. His time as the police chief of Gateway was equally tumultuous, ending after just 4 months amidst conflicts with other officials. These patterns suggest a man who struggled with authority and perhaps relished the power his position afforded him. Individuals like Hardin often exhibit traits consistent with sociopathy, charm, manipulation, and a lack of empathy. They can navigate systems designed to uphold justice while simultaneously subverting them for personal gain. This assessment aligns with observations from those who knew Hardin. Former colleagues described him as always angry, and his tenure in law enforcement was marred by allegations of misconduct. His ability to maintain positions of authority despite these issues speaks to a manipulative prowess and a deep understanding of institutional vulnerabilities. Hardin's criminal acts further underscore his calculated nature. The 1997 rape of a schoolteacher, a crime that remained unsolved for over two decades, was executed with meticulous care to avoid leaving evidence. It wasn't until DNA technology advanced that he was linked to the crime, revealing a predator who had evaded justice for years. In prison, Hardin continued to manipulate his environment. Assigned to the kitchen, he gained access to materials that would later aid in his escape. Donning a makeshift uniform, he exploited his knowledge of prison operations to walk out undetected, a testament to his cunning and audacity. Experts believe that Hardin's background in law enforcement provided him with insights into search procedures, allowing him to anticipate and counteract efforts to recapture him. His familiarity with the Ozark terrain, combined with his survival skills, has made the manhunt exceedingly challenging. As we continue to explore the depths of Hardin's psyche, we confront unsettling questions about the nature of evil and the fragility of the systems meant to contain it. Hardin's story is not just one of individual depravity but also a cautionary tale about the vulnerabilities within our institutions. The manhunt for Grant Hardin, dubbed the Devil in the Ozarks, has intensified. Authorities now believe he may have fled Arkansas, possibly seeking refuge in the rugged terrains of the Ozark Mountains, where he possesses extensive knowledge of the landscape. Hardin's escape from the North Central Unit in Calico Rock was audacious. Disguised in a makeshift law enforcement uniform, he walked out of the prison undetected. His background as a former police chief provided him with insights into law enforcement procedures, giving him a tactical advantage over the pursuing authorities. The search has expanded beyond Arkansas. Unconfirmed sightings have been reported in central Arkansas and southern Missouri, prompting the Missouri Highway Patrol to remain vigilant. Despite these efforts, Hardin remains elusive. Authorities are employing advanced search technologies, including drones, infrared cameras, and surveillance of known associates, to track him. Bloodhounds, known for their sharp tracking ability, initially picked up Hardin's scent but lost it due to heavy rain. The Arkansas Department of Corrections has released a new photo rendering of Hardin, depicting what he may look like now with added facial and head hair. The FBI has increased the reward for information leading to Hardin's capture to $25,000. As the manhunt continues, the community remains on edge. Residents are advised to stay vigilant, secure their homes, and report any suspicious activity. The fear is palpable. The knowledge that a convicted murderer and rapist is at large, possibly lurking nearby, has shattered the sense of security in these quiet towns. In the chapters to come, we'll delve deeper into the shadows of justice, uncovering the truths that lie hidden beneath the surface. Because to understand the devil, we must first walk through his domain. The manhunt for Grant Hardin, dubbed the Devil in the Ozarks, has intensified. Authorities now believe he may have fled Arkansas, possibly seeking refuge in the rugged terrains of the Ozark Mountains, where he possesses extensive knowledge of the landscape. Hardin's escape from the North Central Unit in Calico Rock was audacious. Disguised in a makeshift law enforcement uniform, he walked out of the prison undetected. His background as a former police chief provided him with insights into law enforcement procedures, giving him a tactical advantage over the pursuing authorities. The search has expanded beyond Arkansas. Unconfirmed sightings have been reported in central Arkansas and southern Missouri, prompting the Missouri Highway Patrol to remain vigilant. Despite these efforts, Hardin remains elusive. Authorities are employing advanced search technologies, including drones, infrared cameras, and surveillance of known associates, to track him. Bloodhounds, known for their sharp tracking ability, initially picked up Hardin's scent but lost it due to heavy rain. The Arkansas Department of Corrections has released a new photo rendering of Hardin, depicting what he may look like now with added facial and head hair. The FBI has increased the reward for information leading to Hardin's capture to $25,000. As the manhunt continues, the community remains on edge. Residents are advised to stay vigilant, secure their homes, and report any suspicious activity. The fear is palpable. The knowledge that a convicted murderer and rapist is at large, possibly lurking nearby, has shattered the sense of security in these quiet towns. In the chapters to come, we'll delve deeper into the shadows of justice, uncovering the truths that lie hidden beneath the surface. Because to understand the devil, we must first walk through his domain. The manhunt for Grant Hardin, dubbed the Devil in the Ozarks, has intensified. Authorities now believe he may have fled Arkansas, possibly seeking refuge in the rugged terrains of the Ozark Mountains, where he possesses extensive knowledge of the landscape. Hardin's escape from the North Central Unit in Calico Rock was audacious. Disguised in a makeshift law enforcement uniform, he walked out of the prison undetected. His background as a former police chief provided him with insights into law enforcement procedures, giving him a tactical advantage over the pursuing authorities. The search has expanded beyond Arkansas. Unconfirmed sightings have been reported in central Arkansas and southern Missouri, prompting the Missouri Highway Patrol to remain vigilant. Despite these efforts, Hardin remains elusive. Authorities are employing advanced search technologies, including drones, infrared cameras, and surveillance of known associates, to track him. Bloodhounds, known for their sharp tracking ability, initially picked up Hardin's scent but lost it due to heavy rain. The Arkansas Department of Corrections has released a new photo rendering of Hardin, depicting what he may look like now with added facial and head hair. The FBI has increased the reward for information leading to Hardin's capture to $25,000. As the manhunt continues, the community remains on edge. Residents are advised to stay vigilant, secure their homes, and report any suspicious activity. The fear is palpable. The knowledge that a convicted murderer and rapist is at large, possibly lurking nearby, has shattered the sense of security in these quiet towns. In the chapters to come, we'll delve deeper into the shadows of justice, uncovering the truths that lie hidden beneath the surface. Because to understand the devil, we must first walk through his domain.